Welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
I am Red Bear.
It's another week of us. We are two lifelong nerds and geeks. We are here to drop some knowledge. Specifically tonight, we're here to drop some music on you.
There's some music coming down tonight.
We are playing it's the near dropped. Future. The near future by Hi-Fi Dragons.
Finally dropped.
It dropped in the recent past.
In the recent past, so... But we're in the near future now, so we can listen to
about a week ago, it dropped for Kickstarter backers, so we've been listening to it for an entire week. I think I've probably listened to this album, I guess, like at least 20 times.
At least 20?
It's not a huge album lengthwise. There's only like 10 songs of the near future, and then there's songs that we sort of already heard before.
Right.
Chicago, parts of Bernadette are actually, I guess that's part of the other one, but Nope Strings, Pretend. There were only two other songs that we had not heard that weren't part of the near future.
Right. Near future is the first 10 tracks.
And then the last, that actually is like a
rock ballad, the old school rock ballads.
There's
a continuous story throughout those 10 tracks.
I originally said that it was operatic, but I'm
operatic?
Not sure. Like rock operatic. Queen had a lot of rock opera. Proto Man, very rock opera.
Yes,
I'm not sure this is rock opera. It's really just story driven. It's a concept album of a story.
The idea is that each song, though, continues the story based
off
the previous one.
And, you know, we have to split it up for the sake of, you know, having a show, but we could play the entire
of the show,
thing. What about
We're playing the whole thing.
Oh, we're playing the entire show.
So you'll get to hear the whole story.
We're playing the entire near future as the first 10 tracks. If we have any time at the end, we might throw in some of the songs that are new.
I mean, that is if Matt ever shuts up and plays music.
Before we do that, we have a website. Bear, what is the website?
exppoints.com. Double tap that P.
We're on social media as well. You can check us out there at exppoints.com/social. We got PayPal, Facebook, Twitter, and all that stuff. Feel free to look at our Patreon page and do all the
give us all the money
stuff.
Because we need to eat.
We're going to continue on. This is the first three tracks from the near future by Hi-Fi Dragons. If you have not looked at the site, we have a nice little kind of digital audio-only review, but you're going to hear it right now, so form your own opinions and comment on it.
Get your opinions in there.
Get your opinions ready. This is the first three songs, Prelude, 18, and Battle. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear. You were really loud there. Then you quieted off. What's up with that?
I'm so excited. Look, I'm not going to lie. The near future is an album I've been waiting for a year and a half.
Yeah, we have been. It got delayed, and then there was all the creative differences and they came back together.
Yeah, it's really good. It's like, again, I talked to Brian via Facebook, and he said, you know, once it all quiets down, because it was released publicly yesterday, or I guess last night. Yesterday morning, on the 9th, whatever the 9th is, it was released publicly, so everyone was able to consume it. You can stream it on Spotify, and you can buy it on iTunes as well as the store. I highly recommend people buying the album because it's amazing. But I've been waiting for this, and I talked to him, and he said he's going to get us a Skype interview at some point in the future, in the near future.
In the near future.
We'll never stop making those jokes. But that was Prelude 18 and Battle, of course, in reverse order because you heard it. In that way, first three songs off of the album. We are going to talk about what we did last week for the past week. Very shortly, Bear, what did you do?
Well, okay, previous show, the universe tried to kill me, survived, murdered my phone. I got a new phone,
awesome.
So that's good. Moto X, guess what? It's in red.
Awesome, very cool.
Pro tip: when ordering using the Moto Maker, be sure to not if you want the unlocked version, which is what I wanted, you click unlocked, and then it tells you to select a carrier.
Yep.
Don't select a carrier.
Oh.
If you do that, it switches to a locked version for that carrier.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
So, but Motorola was pretty much bros about it. I am them back and forth, and they're doing an exchange. So I can get an unlocked version.
Very cool.
So that's a good thing.
Awesome.
Like I said, been playing a little bit of the Alien game. It's terrifying.
Yeah, it is.
And
are you in hardcore mode?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you should be.
Just switch over to hardcore.
You should restart the game if you're not too far in.
I haven't had a lot of time to restart the game
and play as Ripley on hardcore mode. And trust me, like I didn't notice a huge difference between hard, especially in Med Bay. When you get to Med Bay, like that's it's real at that point. But I didn't notice a huge difference between hardcore and hard. on Medbay, but I switched. I realized there wasn't a lot of difficulty. I switched back to hardcore mode. So I played the entire game as hard, on hardcore.
Well, I mean, if MG can do it in hardcore, I'm going to do it in hardcore plus two.
That'd be awesome. Get a reverse trainer. Yeah. Well, cool. Yeah.
So I did that. I got a new toy. Got rid of the old truck.
Yeah.
Got a little Mini Cooper. So that awesome. Thing's fun.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We'll have to get some pictures of you in the coupe,
in the mini.
Well, very, very.
So
cool.
What did you do this past weekend, G?
Real quick, started playing Far Cry 4. I ordered a hard drive. I'm building a mini ITX gaming rig.
Oh, everyone's getting the minis.
I didn't even realize that. I bought a Samsung 840 Evo 250 gig SSD, and I'm shooting for minimal, but I'm shooting for like the best I can do with.
So
with,
is this like a LAN box?
Sort of a LAN box. Like I'm buying a 970 for my big computer, and I'm replacing it with I'm replacing the 760 with it. The 760 is going in the mini ITX build.
Gotcha.
I was able to kind of trade up on some points with EVGA and get their Hadron Air. Case with a built-in 500 watt power supply,
which is an
awesome case. We're gonna be doing a little unboxing and kind of stuff on the blog. I was able to get that. I was able to get a Torque X mouse, which is really cool. I'll have some pictures at some point of the Torque X mouse. It's a nice gaming mouse. Got that for free with the case that I only paid $7 for.
Nice.
So instead of a, it's
I think
like
that's a, what like a $200 case.
I think it's like $170 something, yeah. And then the mouse is like a $50 to $60 mouse. So
wow, you know, $7.
Yeah, $7 with my EVGA points or EVGA bucks or whatever. Yeah. So
and speaking of that, you know, I have not been to a like legit LAN party in a long time.
Yeah, they're kind of dying.
They're kind of dying. I think we can bring them back.
We can bring them back.
Let's bring them
it's
back.
Trendy. So I'm building that. I got the hard drive. I'm piece parting it out kind of, and I kind of have a working idea of what I'm gonna put in it. But I got the hard drive because it was on a Black Friday or Cyber Monday sale.
Right.
And for like $100, not only do I get a 250 gig SSD from Samsung, it's their 840 okay. Evo series. It came with a free game code to Far Cry 4. So
therefore, you now have Far Cry 4.
So now I have Far Cry 4. I've been playing that. I gotta say, Far Cry 4 is a really, really good game. Other than that, just kind of jumping around on WoW, trying to chillax.
I mean, I still have that WoW account. I guess we need to hop on the same server.
Yeah, we're going to hop on the same server and do some stuff.
I guess we'll do some stuff.
Anyway, that's what we did. We're going to cut to another
more
few
music.
Songs. More music. This is
three more songs.
Let's pop them out. So 4, 5, and 6 off of the album The Near Future by Hi-Fi Dragons, Another Week, Meeting, and Rescue. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Experience points.
Boom.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. Happy birthday.
Not my birthday.
Happy birthday, Doom.
Oh, Doom.
This is experience
points.
You
had me excited. I thought it was my birthday.
No, it's not. Your birthday, you'll know when your birthday
is. I never have a birthday.
You have a birthday one-fourth of the time.
Yeah, it's stupid.
For those that don't know, he's born on a leap year. Do the math year.
Doom!
Anyway, so
Doom. I haven't seen the Doom song now.
Before that.
Doom.
Oh, my gosh. You just heard Another Week, Meeting, and Rescue. It's tracks 4, 5, and 6 off The Near Future by Hi-Fi Dragons.
And Red Bear's rendition of the Doom song.
And Red Bear's rendition of the Doom song from Invader Zim. That was such an underrated series.
Oh, my God, dude. I love Invader Zim.
To be fair,
Waffles!
Though, Jonan Vasquez, the guy who pinned and animated a lot of that, he got famous with Johnny the Homicidal Maniac series of comics. Those are dark. Those are very, very dark.
Invader Zim's pretty dark also.
Well,
I mean, not quite, but
not
still.
As...
This made it to Nickelodeon. Let's throw that out there.
Yeah, and in a time where Nickelodeon was becoming a little passive, you know, so I mean, anyway.
Anyway, we're talking about Doom turning 21.
Our retro game today is Doom 21. It can drink.
Old enough to drink.
There it goes.
Oh, man, you stole my joke.
I'm sorry.
I am upset with you.
To be fair, if it was developed in another country, it could already drink a few years ago. So.
Yeah, but it could have served our country, you know, a few years back.
Yeah.
But now it can drink and serve our country.
If you haven't heard of Doom, this is a big game. This is one of probably...
Wait. If you haven't heard of Doom...
You haven't heard of Doom?
What's wrong with
you? We wouldn't have Half-Life without Doom.
We wouldn't have many things without
Doom. We wouldn't have Counter-Strike without Half-Life.
What is a first-person shooter? Doom.
Yeah, so Doom is credited sort of with the official / unofficial, you know, first-person shooter. It exposed and it got people into...
The first person shooter that did it well.
I don't know that there was a first-person shooter with 3D graphics and you know, the third dimension type of spatiality that Doom presented. I'm not sure that existed before Doom.
Faceball.
Okay.
Did that come? Yeah.
Come on. Anyway.
Yeah, counts.
This had third dimension spatiality, 3D graphics, networked multiplayer, and the player created expansions via the WAD format, which WAD, WAD, I don't know what WAD stands for actually, like Worlds of Doom.
Worlds of Doom. I don't know.
I'm missing.
You're missing things.
It doesn't matter. It's a format that that several games have used to sort of build up and everything. That game's similar to Doom. Let's go ahead and talk about a few things. Duke Nukem.
That's useful.
Duke Nukem 3D.
I just Googled WAD. It's Marathon. Like a lump or bundle of software, soft material.
Oh, well, that's sort of what it is, I guess. Doom was deployed. Doom happened in December 10th, 1993 by... ID Software, Midway Games, Nerve Software, and since then has been published by GT Interactive, Activision, and Bethesda.
Thank you, Bethesda.
You may remember a few names. John Carmack is
Wait,
one of
who's
them.
John Carmack?
John Carmack isn't an ID anymore, but he pretty much made the first-person shooter.
John Carmack is like the grandfather of all first-person shooting.
Not to be overrode by, but certainly as important as John Carmack, Tom Hall and John Romero.
Indeed.
They were there the entire time as well, working on and creating Doom for the masses. So if you haven't heard of Doom the game, maybe you've heard of Doom the film.
Wasn't The Rock in that?
The Rock was in it.
Yeah.
And it came out, I believe, in 2004, 2005. It was bad.
Terrible.
Yeah.
But watch it. It was terrible. Get drunk and watch it.
It was really, really, really bad.
They spent all their money getting The Rock to be in it, to be fair.
I guess.
But it has the one scene where everything's first person.
Yeah.
It is worth drinking and watching for that scene.
It was the last like 5 minutes before the movie ended.
Right. Spoilers. I mean, there's a first person scene.
Yeah.
It's one of those movies, it's so bad it's worth watching.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Get on my level, Matt.
You know, Doom has a couple sequels. So let's go through the main series, right? Doom, which was in 93. Yeah. Doom 2, Hell on Earth. Doom. Doom 64. Doom 3, which was arguably better than Doom, any of the other ones except Doom 1.
I extremely enjoyed Doom 3.
Doom 3's expansion, Resurrection of Evil. And they're actually working. They've announced that they're working on a new Doom, Doom 4 or whatever, but they don't know when they're going to release it.
It'll be done when it's ready.
Since then, you've got the master levels for Doom 2. I've actually downloaded all of Doom on Steam. I believe it's available. Doom RPG,
yeah.
Doom Resurrection, Doom 2 RPG, and then Doom 3 BFG Edition, which is really just Doom 3 and Doom 3 Resurrection of Evil combined. I'm pretty sure that's all you can actually buy now, the BFG Edition. At one point,
probably.
BFG Edition was going to have full Oculus Rift support, but I want to say they pulled that,
and then
Carmack left. He was straddling the fence.
That may have been why he left.
And we talked about that probably at the beginning of this year whenever Carmack left ID and they went to Oculus.
Actually, I haven't heard much news from Oculus lately.
They've just been trucking on. So we got Doom started getting developed in 92. It was released in 93. In 92, John Carmack started developing the game engine, Doom Engine. That's what it was called.
Right.
The rest of the ID team at the time, they were working on Wolfenstein 3D, the prequel, Spear of Destiny.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure Wolf 3D came out and then Doom came out. Like, Doom was after Wolf 3D, if I remember correctly.
I don't know. That was in the 90s. That's like...
Or Spear of Destiny came out.
A billion years ago, computer time.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. Doom 2, Hell on Earth came out in 94. Doom 64 was released in 97. And then between 96 and 2000, sort of nothing. And then Doom 3 was announced.
Yeah. So we've talked a lot about the anthology of Doom. But for those who actually don't know what it is, like we spun up at the beginning, Doom was a first-person shooter, but based off of these jump scares, and it was really good at that to me.
Yeah.
If you want to be terrified for cheap scares,
the story is sort
it's
of like
existent.
It's sort of like this evil corporation that is on Mars that accidentally
unlocks the gates to
hell, pretty much. Just
yeah.
Something again,
happens.
The story's not that amazing. Doom 3 is a good game, though, and it's a good way to retell the original story of Doom.
This is one of those games where the story exists, but that's not really why you're playing the game. There are games where the story is why you play, and you can overlook the game mechanics. This one's kind of the reverse of that, where it's all about the game mechanics, and it has a story.
And to be fair, Doom 3 had one of the best accidental. People thought it was accidental because no one thought about it, but it's one of the best mechanics in a game where if you wanted a flashlight, you just didn't hit F. You had to bring the flashlight out as an item, and you couldn't hold a gun at the same time.
Which I love, because that adds to the suspense. And
absolutely.
Because like I said, it's all about jump scares in this game, which if you've heard me before, I'm not always a big fan of them. Doom's one of those you go in, you know what you're getting.
Exactly.
And I appreciate it.
It's 21 years old today. Again, there's a board game, there's a movie, there's Doom, not Doom 4, not Doom 4, but the fourth Doom coming out, probably just a remake or a reboot of the series. It's I'm looking at Wikipedia.
We don't know what it is.
Well, I'm looking at Wikipedia, and they said
keep it on the internet if it's not true.
Yeah. They said it's just Doom now in 2014 apparently, and it's going to be a reboot instead of a continuation. So, there's novels.
Okay.
There's novels. I haven't read any of them because I don't care about the story of Doom. I care about fighting demons, but I don't care. Fighting flying baby heads screaming at me in the dark with fire behind them.
You don't care about their backstory.
I don't care about the backstory of Flaming Baby
Head. You don't care about the Flaming Baby Head? No. Man, that's depressing.
Anyway, I don't care about the movie either, so...
Get drunk, watch the movie.
It only helps.
Please do that. Can I encourage people to drink on the air? I'm not even sure.
I don't know. We're going to end before...
Before we get shut down. I'll say that.
Doom, 21 years old. Take a look at it. I'm sure there's an online version of the game originally. It's not hard
to play. It's on Steam.
Well, yeah, but it's not hard to play the original, but...
some games you go back and play and it's hard because the graphics and stuff has changed.
Yeah.
But there's an expectation with this. I don't even know what to say.
It's when you play like a regular Nintendo game. You don't expect it to look like a PlayStation.
Manage expectations.
If you play a PlayStation 2 game, I feel like PlayStation 2 was such a good game console. But the games that were developed on it, if they tried to be lifelike back in 2000, whenever it came out, it's like it did not age well because the technology was cutting edge at the time.
Maybe that's it. This isn't even trying, though. It's the thing. It's not trying to be lifelike.
Well, yeah, it was cutting edge at the time. But at the time, cutting edge wasn't in any way, shape, or form realistic.
So you get to see some pixels and some pixels fly around.
That's it. Red-colored pixels.
I love it.
Even redder pixels.
We're going to play on some music.
We got two more tracks from this is 7 and 8, Time to Fly and Requiem from The Near Future by iFight Dragons. We're going to come back. We're going to get through some news and then play some more iFight Dragons. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
On Experience Points, I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Time to Fly and Requiem. Those are tracks 7 and 8.
Aren't you just loving this?
I am loving it.
We're blasting it here. It's great.
I'm really, really enjoying it. That was the near future, not the future soon.
I keep doing that. I've done that for how many
shows? You messed it up for five.
And you won't even let me edit this out, by the way.
For five shows, yeah.
In fact, I will give a video game to anyone that goes back through and counts how many times I've done it.
You'll give a video game.
I'll give them a video game.
We didn't say that. We are still giving out video games online. Yeah, so check out the website. What's that website again, Bear?
That's exppoints.com.
Double tap that P.
I was getting to it.
I think it's sticky at the top. So we're giving away, I think, 40 more games. And again, some of them are all indie. Like most of them are indie games, but not bad indie games. Like I think we're giving away both Amnesias. We're giving away.
That's a great, terrifying game.
Yeah.
You want to play a scary freaking game? Amnesia.
Amnesia is good.
Machine for Pigs was pretty good too, but the first one was terrifying.
Absolutely not. Anyway, that was 7 and 8 off of The Near Future by iFight Dragons. We're going to be playing 9 and 10 as well as the last two tracks off of that album after our main segment, which is really just sort of a hodgepodge, news segment.
News.
We're going to be floating around. PlayStation was 20 years old.
Last week, and it was awesome. May have covered it. I don't know if you heard the show.
If you didn't listen to it, check online because we're going to air the show or we're going to air that episode eventually. Anyway, because there's a lot of posts that we have to do. We have to add images. I have to actually click a button.
Oh, no, not an actual
button. It's important. Anyway, so before we get out there, we're talking about us giving away free games. Origin is giving away free games. It's called On the House. They have one of my favorite games, one of our favorite games, SimCity 2000.
That's a great game.
They don't have Streets of SimCity.
They don't have, but.
Yet. SimCity 2000.
Go and get SimCity 2000 and start making your cities.
Arguably.
Get ready.
Arguably the best SimCity. My opinion, yes. It's better than, 2000 or whatever. Anyway.
What?
That's free. I'm sorry.
It is 2000.
SimCity 4, I meant.
Yeah.
SimCity 3000, SimCity 4. So, you know what's crazy?
Is this real life?
There's a Japanese version of SimCity 2000.
Okay.
Where they added a dress-up Tamagotchi type of game with some of your citizens, something where you can shoot cows. Whenever natural disasters happen and aliens attack, you can fight the aliens, not even kidding, Star Fox 3D style, for the Super Nintendo.
Huh.
It's really an extra game, but it's just insane. There's so many crazy things that go on with that. The Dark Below, the first expansion for Destiny, the new game, you may have heard of it.
I heard it a little bit.
The first expansion.
I heard about it after this.
it dropped yesterday. Again, same day, same time, The Near Future by iFight Dragons dropped. And it brought with it a slew of new things. We've been kind of covering it. If you got the expansion pass, or if you bought the
season
pass, the DLC,
or whatever.
Yeah, if you got either that.
Still
or,
not a fan of season passes.
No, me neither. But I mean, they're okay. I guess whatever.
It's stupid.
If you got that, you've been playing all the new stuff. It's a new strike, a new raid, or two new strikes, a raid, a couple new multiplayer maps, some new story missions. Really, really cool stuff. I have not logged in.
You have not logged in.
I have not had time.
Wow, you've been so big on this and you haven't logged in.
I have been busy with work. Well,
with work.
I have been really busy with work. And
you don't do work.
Yeah, I do a lot of work, actually.
I don't believe you.
So what have you heard about Destiny?
I've heard about the music video.
Oh, okay. Which... Okay. May I?
You may.
Okay, so Paul McCartney. Sir Paul McCartney.
Sir Paul.
Yeah. Part of the Beatles. Sort of a big deal.
Yeah, kind of big. I mean...
Somebody,
Beatles were then.
So
you may have heard of
this
them.
This is a separate thing, but I was talking to one of my students, and I asked if they knew who Paul McCartney was, and they said, yeah, he was in the Eagles. And that's
and
not true.
You flip
that,
the desk.
That is not true. He's not or never has been part of the Eagle. He maybe has seen an Eagle. Which
yeah,
is,
I'm sure he's probably seen an Eagle.
And maybe an Eagle has seen a Beetle. And maybe one of the singers out of the Eagles have seen Beatles. So maybe
and the universe is connected and we're all one.
Right. There's redundant
connections. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. But Paul McCartney's part of the Beatles, or used to be part of the Beatles. Sir Paul McCartney's benighted. He worked sort of for free. That's the rumor, at least. For free. On Bungie's new game, Destiny. And he did the... He did Look for the Future, I think was the... Or Hope for the Future.
Hope for the Future.
Which was the title of the song.
So you can YouTube that.
Yeah, you
can
title.
Go ahead.
You could look at it.
Why not?
Song ain't bad. That's the final song in Destiny. When you beat the main campaign, you play... you watch the campaign credits or whatever, the main game credits, and this song plays. And it's not a bad song.
No,
I mean,
it's not.
It's a basic song. It's not a bad
Nothing
one,
crazy happens.
Yeah. And it's cool. Like, it's good for a credit song because it's about the length of half the credits, and then they play some orchestral, you know, OST type thing. They made a music video. This recently came out. This came back.
Or like a 13-year-old did. I'm not sure.
It's literally, it seems like they just turned the game on and scrolled, like, had a player just put down all their guns and take off their HUD and backed up. And stand and watched a bunch of other players sit down because it was all in-game engine, so, and then they superimposed a blue hologram. It's so funny that it came out right around the same time as the South Park hashtag rehash episode where they're doing holograms in that episode. It's just so funny. They're not making fun of it because it takes more time to produce that type of stuff, but you wouldn't know it. Like, I can't believe they thought this was a good idea. It's really bad looking.
Well, the thing is,
it looks cheap.
It's boring.
Yeah, it's really boring.
It looks cheap. It's so boring. The characters. They're sitting down watching this.
The Guardians
look bored.
The Guardians look bored.
They're like, "Why are we watching Paul McCartney on this little
awesome?"
I'm so bored. So go watch it. Be bored. Get drunk. And
you don't have to watch. You don't have to watch the whole thing. Like,
no. Just watch like 5 seconds.
Literally, the first 5 seconds is all you need.
I'm playing it. No, stop. Amen. I know. Oh God, I'm bored. That's it.
I'm sorry. Maybe this will pique your interest. Then.
All right. What do we got?
What is the most successful RPG? This is a test. Most successful RPG on the PlayStation 1.
On the PlayStation 1.
Let's go ahead and talk about that. PlayStation 1, arguably...
It has to be a Final Fantasy.
It has to be.
Final Fantasy 9?
No, Final Fantasy 9
7.
Wasn't bad. 7 was the most important 7. Final Fantasy 2 fans.
I'm sorry, I just like 9 better.
9 was good, and that's fine.
I just pissed off a whole bunch of fanboys.
It happens. Final Fantasy 7 is coming for the PS4. Not an HD remake that everyone wants.
I was about to ask.
Not the remake.
Why? Why just port it straight?
So here's the thing that I don't understand, right? They have PlayStation Now, which is a streaming service for PlayStation classic games. I've got the classic version of it on PS3, and I could have it on Vita, and I could have it on a TV and PlayStation TV or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
They are redoing it special for PS4. They are upgrading the resolution, and they are doing the textures a little bit better, and they are changing the sound just a little bit, but they're not reworking the whole game.
I just think that's weird. If you're gonna spend any effort on it,
they broke this.
Well, I mean, Valve did that to Half-Life.
Well, Half-Life Source, a new engine and everything, and yeah, you know, I still play the original Half-Life. I like the way it feels better.
Ah, dude, I play Black Mesa Project.
Well,
now.
Black Mesa, yeah, of course, but so Final Fantasy was Final Fantasy VII was announced at PlayStation Experience, which was a recent sort of. It's not really like a TGS or whatever or E3, but it's like just for Sony. It's very, very, very small. And they really just announced a bunch of Sony stuff.
It would be like Sony's version of Macworld.
Or like BlizzCon. Sony's BlizzCon. Yeah, okay. Except, you know, WoW, they have more than just like four games.
They have more than four games.
And no consoles. And then let's just go ahead, because we're both pretty big Star Wars fans.
I like
Star Arguably, Wars. I would think we're more Star Trek
fans. I'm way more Star Trek. So someone actually explained it to me very well. Star Wars is geared for children. Not offense, but I mean, it's just easy to follow.
Yeah.
It's action-based. It's very fast-paced.
They're the bad guys.
So whenever you're young,
because they're red.
Because yeah,
they have
so whenever you're young, you can get into it, and get excited.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, I still love it today.
Well, it creates very clear, very clear lines to follow. Like,
yeah,
if you like Darth Vader, then you're just going to be a horrible bully of a kid. And if you like Luke Skywalker, well, then you're probably going to be awesome.
Yeah,
everyone's going to
love
you.
Good, bad, very clear lines. The books and all get a little bit more vague about that.
Yeah,
but we're just talking about the films. And then Star Trek is more geared towards adults because there's no kid that's going to sit through and listen to a Picard talk for 20 minutes.
No.
About the Prime Directive.
Just keeps talking and talking.
In one long, unbroken sentence.
Star Wars 7.
Really quite hypnotic. Yeah, Star Wars 7.
Star Wars 7, the trailer dropped not too long ago.
So how many times have you watched it?
So I've watched it in total, like start to finish, probably like 4 or 5 times.
4 or 5. I think I'm about 8 or 10.
I've seen, watch out. I've seen... Through like memes and everything, I've seen the trailer.
Through memes, I've
seen five or six
times.
I always watch. I watch the actual trailer, and then I watch it, you know, a couple times just to make sure I didn't miss anything.
Right.
And then there's always a Lego remake of the trailer. I don't know why those are things, but
hey, because Legos.
I watched the Lego remake ever since the Lego movie. Everything's Lego now. I'm sure before that, but I'm seeing it now. And then, the lightsabers. The lightsabers.
The lightsabers.
The lightsaber.
We had to say it. I feel like we shouldn't, but we have.
The lightsaber. There's so much debate over logistically or scientifically how lightsabers work, and I'm using air quotes because lightsabers don't actually work. People like concentrated beam of light. And
okay,
blah, blah,
light
blah.
Doesn't work. You can terminate a flame though.
Right.
Yeah, which is actually kind of cool. So you can make a flame saber. Which is to me more terrifying, to be perfectly honest.
I guess
because then, like, lightsabers cut you and cauterize the wound.
Yeah,
like a flame saber cuts you and then you're on fire.
Well, yeah, but I mean, a lightsaber can cut through a door. They did it in Episode 1. Not that I like Episode 1, but I know that they did it in there where they cut through, like, Qui-Gon Jinn pushes his lightsaber
as a welding arc.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. He cuts it open. He's a blowtorch. Look, it's like a Swiss Army knife or a Leatherman lightsaber multi-tool. That'd be awesome.
That's a thing.
Swiss Army, get on that where you flip it out and it's like...
Yeah. So anyway, the lightsaber we're mentioning, if you ever notice the new one, it's different.
It's got like a weird hilt that like
has two
little lightsabers coming out of it.
Because that's, I guess, useful.
I guess maybe if like... So many ridiculous things. Like now that...
It looks cool. I'll say it.
It was neat how he like... No one's around in the woods. And
why is this? Yeah, why is
and it's like lightsaber,
there?
Boom, and then it's like boom, boom, like two little extra things come out. And that leads me to ask, like, are there four and we just didn't see two of them? Or, you know, it's like, is it hidden? Is it at such an angle? Or can there be more ridiculous things? Like, all the memes are now like draws a maze with the lightsaber blade.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That was funny.
Or a straight lightsaber blade that has like spikes. One's a Christmas tree.
That's a good point, though. Why are like all the lightsabers just like a beam, like just a straight beam?
I guess, you know, and if we're going to say this way, it's practical.
It's practical. I don't know. I'd kind of like a giant fly swatter to come out and just be like, nope.
In a universe of craziness, why can a blaster not be a lightsaber at the same time? Like, why can't a lightsaber not be a blaster? Why can't it not just go boom?
Just like let go of the beam?
Yeah, just like turn it on and turn it off real fast. Why can't it go, oh, and it just...
You would have to make that sound too.
Like, whoops, sorry, our bad.
That's great.
Star Wars
anyway,
7, next year,
favorite
I guess.
And I already have a favorite scene from the trailer. X-Wings flying over the lake.
Why is that your favorite scene?
It's awesome.
Oh, okay.
Can you not just look at that and go, yes,
that. Yeah, I mean,
that
I guess.
Is Star Wars.
I guess the problem was X-Wings never really flew close to the ground.
We never saw them
except
fly close
in Dagobah.
To the ground.
Like Dagobah, it landed,
but
I mean, it's like, oh no,
it didn't really land well.
Yeah, I mean,
and that was a thing.
So that's cool. I really would like to see
just that scene. I love that scene of flying over the lake.
You play a game that's like a X-Wing fighter, TIE fighter. You know, you play a lot of the old LucasArts games. LucasArts, rest in peace. But you play a lot of old, you know, Star Wars games that are still available on Steam. There's so many ships out there that they could be using. You know, they've got the Y-Wing, the A-Wing.
But again, Everyone knows what X-Wing is.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
everyone and their mom knows what X-Wing is.
Everyone, yeah.
That's why they featured in the preview.
I get it.
I mean, we've seen Y-Wings in the films, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Have we ever seen a B-Wing?
We haven't seen a B-Wing.
We haven't seen a B-Wing in the film.
You know what? Maybe we have before we upset some fans. We've admitted we're probably more Star Trek fans than, you know, than Star Wars fans.
I mean, we know what they are.
We know what they are. We know what the Treks and the Wars. We know what Treks are. We know what Wars are. Treks make you sweaty. Wars make you broke.
Looping back, though, to LucasArts really quick.
Yeah.
Great game you should play by them. Armed and Dangerous.
Armed and Dangerous.
Armed and Dangerous. It's a ridiculous, hilarious game.
Is it a game about you?
It's a game about me.
It's a game. Starring Red Bear, Armed and Dangerous.
Armed and Dangerous.
I've got arms, and I'm dangerous.
I don't even remember the exact premise. It was like, you're a dude, you fight things, there's a robot that makes tea on your team.
That's three checks.
Yeah.
That's three check marks for me.
There's like a blind guy who's goofy looking. It's very hilarious game. Play it.
Does he know he's goofy looking because he's blind?
Probably not. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, just play it. Okay. Armed and Dangerous. Look that up. I don't even know where you can find that.
That's fine.
Good Old Games maybe has it.
We're going to cut to two songs. This is the last.
Yeah, we are.
This is 9 and 10 off of...
We're
ready to finish the story arc. This is Return and Fighting On. Fun thing, Fighting On. At the end, whenever you've got the chorus of people singing, those are actually really Kickstarter backers singing.
That's actually really cool. I had no idea.
They recorded, you know, we keep fighting. Yeah. You know, they recorded that, and everyone sent them in for the people that got to that tier, because it was a reward tier. I think it was $45 or something. Totally achievable. Again, well worth any money you donated.
Sorry,
fantastic.
Is your voice in that choir?
No, because I donated. I donated something separately, and then I donated the 30. Yeah. So I was very happy. I will be getting the physical LP any day now. It may even be at my house right now. I haven't been home today.
Do you even have a record player?
Yes, I do. I rebuilt one.
Good. Yeah.
It's from the 70s. It was made in 1970.
Ooh,
and I rebooted, rebooted it.
You rebooted it?
I rebuilt it. Anyway, this is Return and Fighting On. We're going to be back to end out the show after this. Remember, 9 and 10 from the near future by I Fight Dragons. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, Experience Points. We're all out of time, but before we go, I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
We have been your host for Experience Points. We just gave you Return and Fighting On from the Near Future by I-Fi Dragons. That concludes the Near Future story.
Hope you enjoyed it.
So the last 10 tracks.
Did.
All the 10 tracks from the first start of the album. We don't have enough time to play the remaining five, but we do have time to play one, and we're going to play the last one.
The very last one.
Now, to explain, the near future, it came out a little over a day ago.
Not the future soon.
That's a Jonathan Colton song. Really good song.
By the way, that one doesn't count if you're counting how many times I said it.
Yeah. Awesome album. Came out less than 2 days ago, probably 2 days now, I guess, almost 2 days. Really, really awesome. Available on iTunes, Spotify. We're going to put links in. There's links in the blog post, but they're also in the show notes. So go ahead and check them out. And if you want to, and it's really awesome, you should buy the physical LP, which is really, really great. They really maxed it out and everything. And in fact, that's why it sort of got delayed.
Is it a cool color, or is that the one I was thinking of?
Yeah, I think it's green.
It's like electric green.
It's really, really, really good. And it's got a graphic novel art set. Again,
what?
You can get all that digitally, but it's really cool to have.
Physical.
No, it's not physical.
Happens when power goes out?
Batteries. Nah, yeah. Batteries. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so yeah, that was Return, Fighting On. We are going to play the last five of the near future, the last five songs. So it was Chicago, which we've played on the show several
Chicago.
Times.
It's a great song.
And if there's a story behind it, maybe we'll get into it with Brian. We'll talk about it. But if not, just look at the Wells tracks, Google Wells tracks, or read the blog post. I think I have a link to the Wells tracks on the blog. But Chicago, which other one? Pretend, No Strings. Those three we've already played. Those were released early to backers. We've played those extensively on the show. And then they have Always, which is sort of a slow, emotional type song, similar to I can't remember what the other ones are. Just Decide or whatever. Not as rocking as that, but it's kind of emotional. And then we're gonna play Jimmy and Sally. So Jimmy and Sally is what you're gonna hear tonight. There is another song you haven't heard. It's called Always. Spotify or iTunes or the LP or the iFi Dragon store. You can get it. Check us out next week, next Wednesday, from 9 to 10 p.m. Same time, same place.
I'll be here.
We'll be here. Not just Red Bear. MG and Red Bear will be
here. We'll be here together.
We'll be here together as friends. Anyway.
Or that's, arch nemesis.
Or as arch nemesi.
Nemesi.
Nemesi. That's the show. Thanks for hanging with us. We are going to play.
In the words of Cave Johnson, we're done here.
We're done here. Jimmy and Sally by iFi Dragons, the last track off the near future. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, iFi Dragons, for making this awesome album that we're able to fill the entire show with.
It's great.
Yep. We're going to have a Skype interview with those guys at some point in the near future.
I love it.
I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Experience points.
Good night.